Morning, yes, the first day of October already. Good morning, and time now for the Community Corner for this first time in October. Well, every October, there is a lot of interest in classic cars, trucks, and all that coming into our area because it's time again for the cruise to the woods. Yes, indeed. And joining us on the phone line this morning, we have Rachel Austin, president of the WC Cruisers. Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you excited for this weekend?
Yes, very excited.
Yes,
the weather is going to be perfect.
And hopefully the rain can stay away. They're saying maybe some showers on Sunday, but who knows there, Rachel. We got a fantastic weekend for all the classic autos coming through the neighborhood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk briefly for those who may not be familiar with the WC Cruisers. This has been a car club that's been around for a good long time.
Yes, it has. It's been around for 38 years, so this is going to be our 38th annual.
Car show or cruise to the woods.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. It started in 1983. Our first car show was at Briggs Woods. Then we outgrew that, and now it's at Lizard Creek in Fort Dodge.
How many places has the cruise to the woods been? You mentioned a few moments ago this was at Briggs Woods, and then it just grew and grew and grew.
Yes, we've had it at Dayton, at the Dayton Rodeo, at the fairgrounds there. We have had it at the fairgrounds in Fort Dodge for several years. We've had it at the Kennedy Park. And then we had it at Sunkissed Meadows just recently.
And where's that again this coming Sunday there, Rachel?
Lizard Creek Ranch in Fort Dodge. Okay. The address is 1762 Johnson Avenue.
And that's just north of Fort Dodge, right?
Yep, on highway, just right off of Highway 7.
Uh-huh. These cars come from all over, right?
Yes, I mean, we get them from Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota, Missouri, all over.
I remember through the years there, back in the early years of that event, Rachel, we had all these cars come right there on 2nd Street in Webster City. And, of course, it moved then to Stratford. Now, Stratford will be a very busy place, too, come Sunday for all these autos.
Oh, yeah. All these routes converge together, and then they meet up in Stratford. Then at 10:30, they leave Stratford. They'll go north on Stagecoach, go through Lehigh, and then drive through beautiful Dolliver Park. Go through Otho onto 169, and then turn left onto Highway 7, and then Lizard Creek is just right off of Highway 7.
All right, just north of Fort Dodge. Now, when they arrive there, Rachel, what's going to be taking place?
For all the participants that bring their cars, we'll have dash plaque posters, a chance to win a pedal car. We'll have T-shirts for everybody to purchase, as well as hats. And then anybody and everybody can purchase. We'll have a raffle for everybody. It'll be 6 custom painted panels of your car or whatever you want painted on the panels, as well as a functional hot rod wagon that will be given away.
Wow, a lot of prizes coming up this weekend.
Yep.
I remember one time they had this also for a whole weekend, but it was just only a one-day event right now. For the cruise to the woods.
Yeah, this year we'll be just doing a one-day event. A lot of times during our anniversary years, we'll do a 2 to 3 day event. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Any music this year there, Rachel?
Yes, we'll be having Mojo as our DJ. And he's wonderful. He talks about all the cars that come in. And explains it to everybody if he knows what they are, and he's a wonderful DJ.
Yes, he is. Matter of fact, he's going to be appearing in Webster City coming up on Tuesday evening. Originally, they had it scheduled for last night, and that's for the special needs people event through Legacy Learning Boone River Valley, but they moved it up to Tuesday evening, I'm told, from Mo Siemens. And that's coming up. Yeah, that's coming up on Tuesday because they had the fears of the weather last night. Well, you and I both know it didn't rain at the time, but be it as it may, that's coming up on Tuesday. So the cars will be leaving Fort Dodge, departing for their home areas, what, late afternoon there, Rachel?
Yep, it starts at 8 o'clock, and trophies are around 3 to 3:30. So, and we estimate between 800 to 1,200 car vehicles.
8 to 1,200, wow.
Yep.
On that.
And we get new, old, and every make and model there. So if you like any type of vehicle, you should come.
This comes on the heels there, Rachel, of the big event that was held over in Williams a few weeks ago. That was that car sale from the Hemken Car Collection, and they raised a whole, I think, golly, about $2.5 million, I think, for that restoration place of the campus there in Kansas for that. That's a whole lot of chunk of change for that. Let's talk about the WC Cruisers. It's been around a long time. Who are some of the officers involved other than yourself? You're president.
I'm president, been president for several years. Eugene Spencer, he's from Eagle Grove, is the vice president. Teresa Spencer, which is his wife, is our secretary. And then Sherry Hohensee lives in Renwick, is our treasurer.
Mm-hmm. And they make the nucleus for make this big car day a success coming up on Sunday. And the routes,
yep.
How many routes are there all together? Did you mention that?
There is 10 different routes, yep, that start from into Minnesota and Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. What about from Illinois and Missouri to have something like that too there, Rachel?
The lowest one down into Missouri is Mount Air.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like Council Bluffs, Cedar Rapids, Sioux Center, and Cedar Falls area. So, yep.
Yeah, from all over the place. And how about the farthest do they come from there, Rachel? Is it from West Coast, East Coast for this?
Like I said before, we get people from Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota. I don't really run the registration
okay.
area, so I'm not exactly sure how far they come. But, yeah, we get them from all over the states.
Yeah, I was just
and
curious.
It's great to see vehicles coming from all over.
Because I knew they would come from our surrounding states, but I thought maybe coming from as far like California or New York or Virginia,
Florida. We have seen Florida plates, but I'm not sure if they come specifically for the show or not.
Yep. So it's going to be a fun time coming up on Sunday at the place north of Fort Dodge, which you mentioned too. So once again, Cruise to the Woods, it begins at 8 o'clock Sunday morning, and that runs until what, about 3:30, 4 o'clock?
Correct, yeah. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
And location one more time there, Rachel?
Lizard Creek Ranch in Fort Dodge, 1762 Johnson Avenue.
Now, there's more information online at the WC Cruisers website, or else you do have a Facebook page, too, that has more information
Correct.
About the Cruise to the Woods.
Yep.
Well, it should be a fantastic day, but we just want to give you a little plug there, Rachel, and to salute you and to all those involved with the Cruise to the Woods coming up on Sunday. So let's get some people over there coming up this weekend to celebrate automotive history at its best with the Cruise to the Woods coming up this Sunday there at Fort Dodge. So,
okay, thank you very much.
Rachel, thanks so very much. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good weekend. Thanks. Bye now.
Bye.
All right, Rachel Austin, my guest on today's Community Corner Show here on KKWC, learning all about Cruise to the Woods, which is taking place this weekend. We'll have some more guests coming up next week on our Community Corner here on FM 95.7 KKWC. If you have any guest suggestions, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. So if you have any guest suggestions for Community Corner, let me know. Call me at KKWC at 832-1570. 19 minutes now before 9 o'clock.